This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Roselle Safran. I'm the entrepreneur in residence for Lytical Ventures, which is a venture capital firm that invests in early stage startups that are focused on cybersecurity, data and analytics, or AI. And my work is basically a choose your own adventure in a sense. I spend much of my time doing sourcing. So I'm looking for interesting early stage startups that have potential. And so I spend quite a bit of time in conversations with entrepreneurs and just hunting around for interesting deal flow. My expertise is in cybersecurity. So whenever the fund is looking at anything cybersecurity related, I'm involved in that evaluation process. And I'm also involved in all the discussions around strategizing, going to events, being involved in the cybersecurity ecosystem. And in general, I'm just providing my expertise from my experience as a founder, because before I started working as an entrepreneur in residence for Lytical Ventures, I had a startup that where I was the CEO and co-founder, and the investors that are now at Lytical Ventures had invested in my company. So I've known the partners for quite a while, and they understand that I can also bring the founder perspective to the conversation.
Roselle, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So much of the activity that I do, as I mentioned, is around sourcing. So I am always on the hunt for startups that are early, have some traction, and have some amazing potential, have a really strong team, have sophisticated technology. And so I make sure that I am always looking for new avenues where I can find such companies. And that sometimes involves going to events, sometimes involves talking with other investors, and definitely involves being hands-on on the ground floor in the cybersecurity ecosystem and the entrepreneurial ecosystem writ large.
Roselle, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
So from a challenges perspective, I would say finding the deals that make sense for our fund. So we have a relatively narrow investment thesis, and so we're not looking at any consumer plays. Even within enterprise plays, we're sort of narrowly focused on cybersecurity, data analytics, and AI. So sometimes finding the companies that fit that subject area can be a bit challenging. Beyond that, I mean, there are plenty of startups in those spaces. And then it's a matter of finding the ones that have that really solid potential and also have good deal terms. So sometimes I'll come across companies look really exciting, strong team, strong tech, strong traction. And then when it comes to the discussion of the deal terms, the numbers just don't work out. And so it's sometimes a challenge finding the companies that meet all those requirements. With that said, that is the art of being an entrepreneur, being a successful VC. So when you can spot those opportunities and convert them into a successful deal, then that's a tremendous success. I also personally find it to be a success when I can advise early stage startups and my advice helps them to reach a new level in their maturation as a company, in their understanding of what's needed to raise capital, to acquire customers. And so it's always exciting for me to do advisory work with some of the companies that I'm looking at. And I talk to them and give them some advice, and then 3 or 6 months later, check in with them again, and they've made some outstanding progress as a result. So some of that work is very, very exciting, and it adds another layer to the work.
Roselle, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I would say use the opportunity to learn as much as you can. So the entrepreneur in residence position is often a great stepping stone for people that have that entrepreneurial bug, and they're essentially between gigs. And it's a phenomenal way to understand the other side of the table. Before I was an entrepreneur in residence, I had a very different understanding of how VC worked, and that was based on my experience as a founder. But now that I'm on the other side of the table, I have a much better appreciation for what the VCs are looking for, what are the challenges in their work, and what makes for a smooth conversation that can lead to something productive. So I would say learn as much as you can about both raising capital and investing from the VC side, but also understanding on more of a macro level what it takes for a company to be successful. And you can extrapolate out from whatever industry you're in and apply a lot of those same lessons across the board. When it comes to sales, there's a process, there's a customer journey. Being able to understand what that would look like and where the roadblocks are, that's helpful for when you're evaluating a company. And it's also helpful for when you will start your next gig, because as an entrepreneur in residence, that's often the next step.
Roselle, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
So in general, learning about EIRs, the position varies from firm to firm. And so it's really a matter of having the conversations with the EIRs at the firms, or having conversations with the firms themselves if you want to know the nitty-gritty details specific to that particular position. But if you're interested in EIR work in general, there are plenty of resources available online. And there's also the opportunity to just start understanding the VC world. And once you have your brain wrapped around that, then understanding the work of an EIR becomes a little bit more clear. In terms of my work in particular, well, I'm at Analytical Ventures, and I also do a fair amount of article writing and speaking at events, often related to cybersecurity and sometimes cybersecurity in the venture capital space.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.